Okay, hey, 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 we'll give it a few minutes. If you join me, let me know where you're watching from. Can you hear me, first of all? Okay, oh, there I am. Rachel's live, right, live. Welcome, get in here, get in here. We'll give it a second. It always takes a few minutes, not a few minutes, a minute. Hey guys, well, what's up? Oh my gosh. Hey, Sally Ann Swan from England. Nice. How are you guys doing, huh? Okay, let's see here. Another England. What is England? Welcome to the hello. Get in here. Matt, Dallas, Texas. Hello. How are you guys? I think a lot of people are feeling anxious. A lot of anxiety. Anybody dealing with anxiety right now? Karen, hey, Jennifer, John, Shelley. Guys, welcome. Okay, so I have a lot of people that follow that are different faiths. But I want to first preface this by talking and saying before I'm a conservative, before I am an American, I am a Christian. I believe the Bible is true. I believe it was and is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I believe it is the rock on which I stand. It is the rock on which I stand. And especially in these times, oh, Turkey, hello. We got Turkey up in the house. Especially on in what's going on these times. Right now, there's a popular person on Twitter that it just cannot comprehend that some people were able to see what was going on and to see the lies and the deceit and the deception back in March 2020. Like, it's like, no, that thing, you're I think he said I was hallucinating or something like that. This is a blue checker, and I didn't even respond because Christians, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have discernment. Even I think some people that are not even filled with the Holy Spirit have the ability to discern, and it's God-given, and everyone can have it. You have to seek after it, and you have to desire the truth, and you have to be able to see clearly. Jesus was constantly saying, "Give them ears to hear," right? Give them ears to hear. Let them see, and there's scales on. I would say a large percentage of the globe right now, scales over the eyes, inability to see, inability to hear, and they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. They're being led by fear. Completely opposite, right? And I was talking to my sister just a few minutes ago, because we're both listening to, you know, she's in North Carolina. We're both listening to, you know, the whole Supreme Court thing going on right now. They're hearing, you know, whether the mandates are constitutional or not, and whether OSHA can force you to take something you don't want or else you're fired. And I started saying to her that this is one of those moments. It's one of those moments where what happens here will decide where we are in the space of time. And biblically speaking, where we're at. And I know that puts a lot of weight on this, right? But I truly believe that. I truly believe that if the individual person, the individual has to be forced to take something they do not want, that's permanent. It's not a temporary thing. This is not putting a mask on for a few minutes, taking it off, you know, wearing gloves for a few minutes, taking it off. This is a permanent procedure that you cannot undo. If the humans, if we as individuals do not have the right to refuse, and people say, "Oh, you have the right to refuse." Well, then you can't feed your family. Like that's not, like, stop. You're lying to yourself, right? Like you're not giving any options here. If the individual doesn't have that right, bodily autonomy, the ability to say, no, I don't want that, and you can still feed your family, you can still have the right to go to a restaurant or to go to a movie with your family. If you are then shunned from society, and that's what they're trying to do, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, we've reached a point where you can then see how this step could take us to further steps that are biblically spoken about in the Bible. And, oh, Rachel, you're crazy. You know, yeah, that's crazy. Okay. Well, the people that are calling me conspiracy theorists, right? We've been right. Like, we continue to be right. So at some point you have to say, well, maybe they're onto something here, right? We were talking about menstrual cycles being impacted by this thing. And just now, NPR is now putting out an article that, yeah, your menstrual cycle could be impacted by this. We said this like a year and a half, 2 years ago. They're going to try to do passports. Now they're implementing passports across the globe. And this, the latest, is they're inserting microchips. This is not, oh, conspiracy theory. Oh, crazy, Rachel, you and your conspiracy. It's not that. Okay. This is an article from Newsweek. So if you're going to label Newsweek as some right-wing fringe publication, go ahead. But Newsweek just put out an article that they're inserting microchips in vaccines. Okay. So it's not too far to jump to, you will have to take something. And if you don't take this, you will not be able to buy or sell. I mean, that's not too far there. That's just a couple steps, right? So if the Supreme Court says, hey, you know, sorry, you got to take it. Sorry. We know where we're at as Christians, right? And I know that freaks out a lot of people. They're like, oh, what are you saying, Rachel? I'm saying buckle up. I'm saying buckle up, because if this goes through, you're going to see an acceleration like you've never seen before. Okay. You're going to see it get nuts. Right. And if you're not a Christian, I would be freaking out. I would be like, but I have complete peace because I honestly know this book. Okay. Truth in it. We continue to fulfill all these people that spoke about this stuff a couple thousand years ago coming to pass, right? I mean, Jeremiah, Isaiah clearly spoke about Jesus. Jesus came. Daniel clearly talks about the end times that we're currently in right now, okay? Revelations clearly talks about a mark being forced upon people. And if they don't take it, they can't buy or sell. Clearly talks about it. Now, this is what's so cool, though. I believe that the church is holding this stuff back. Christians, believers, the remnant. And if you know, if you're a part of the remnant, you know the remnant, okay? And you can be part of the remnant. It's easy. You accept Jesus. You get your life right. There is sin in this world. This is the problem with preachers today. They, you know, everybody, there's just great grace message, but we never address sin. Sin separates you from having an intimate relationship with Jesus. Sin separates. Jesus came to crush sin, to wash you free from sin. So you don't have to walk in sin. You don't have to be bound by sin. Sin is not freedom, right? It's not freedom to be controlled by sin. Sin entraps you. It bonds you. Okay. It's not liberating. It's not liberating to struggle with an eating disorder. It's not liberating to be watching pornography. It's not that's not liberating. That is bondage. That is sin. And it separates you from having an intimate relationship with Jesus. But you don't have to walk in sin, because Jesus came and paid the price for you. He washed you clean from that crap. And at the same time, he took fear, ultimate fear that the world is trying to throw at you. Jesus can block that right out of your world, right? So what's so cool is the church is holding all of this back right now, okay? The church, spirit-filled, on fire for God. Let's do this, church. And whether you believe it or not, we exist. We're praying. We're interceding, and we are fighting back a lot of this stuff. We really are. I mean, so, and I love it how people are laughing, because it's like, okay, we'll see, right? We'll see. And I don't want you to have to enter the chapter that I don't have to walk in. Okay. I'm not going to be here for a lot of this junk. I'm not going to be here for it. I'm not. So, but a lot of people will be. And that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to think that people are going to have to go through the part where they can't buy or sell if they don't take this. They have to go through persecution and martyrdom. It's going to get dark. And I don't want to be like this doomsday. Oh my gosh, it's all here. And there's a good part to it. There's a good part to it, because we know how this ends. Like, after all of this is said and done, after, you know, the enemy comes and torments, and people are taking the mark, and they're living, you know, hiding out, or they're buying into a new Messiah coming along, because there are a lot of people waiting for a Messiah, and there's a Messiah a false Messiah that shows up, and a lot of people think, oh, this is the guy, this is the one, and then later they find out it's not the one, and this guy starts killing everybody. Okay, so I am a Christian. And if you're a Christian, you believe the word of God, right? Or then what are you? There's a lot of Christians out there. They go to church. You know, they were raised in, you know, raised going to church, but they don't know the Bible. They don't know the word of God. They don't have that intimate relationship with Jesus. And so they're like, yeah, I kind of pick and choose. Like, I believe some of them, but not. It's either all in. It's either all true or it's not true, right? It's either yes, this is true, or no, it's not. And I've chosen to believe that it's true. And I've exercised this truth in my life, and it has manifested in my life. Okay? I have seen miracles. I have seen people that are sick healed. I have seen people that have not been able to walk. I've seen it. You can't tell me I haven't seen it. I've seen it. I've walked it. I've lived it. I prayed for people and see them healed. It's happened. So whether you want to buy into it or not, it's up to you. It really is. But for me, I'm all in. I believe the word of God. I believe the Bible is truth. And I believe that we are living in unprecedented times right now. And what comes down the pipeline here in the next few days will really determine where we're at in the scope of time, right? Because I don't know about you, but as a Christian, I'm kind of struggling with how exactly do I pray? Like, how do I pray? And I was having some prayer time yesterday, and I was just talking to God, and I was specifically talking about this whole Supreme Court issue. And I was like, God, you know, just have them rule for freedom. Just let them, you know, let freedom reign. Let it be, you know, ruled according to the Constitution, God, in Jesus' name. And I was just speaking over it. But then I had this pause, and I was like, is that the will of God? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, his will is freedom. That's ultimately what he wants. But a lot of this has been spoken. What God has spoken has to come to pass. So what we see coming is what is willed by God. And that's not to say that you don't intercede and you don't pray. Like, at that point, I was like, okay, I'm going to pray protection over my family. I'm going to pray protection over my husband and his job and his place of employment. And my bubble that was so broad got small. And it was like, okay, this, I know the will, right? I know Psalms 91, God, he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, it's not coming near me. I started praying like that. That was my focus, because it's too broad right now, right? And I don't know what God's up to. I don't know if it's like, hey, this is a false alarm. I just wanted you guys to see how you get to taking something where you can't buy or sell if you don't take it. I just wanted to give you a forecast. I wanted to give you a glimpse of what is to come, or we're really close to what is to come. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I was. I was like, I'm like, God, what are you doing? Basically. And I think a lot of Christians are thinking that, like, what? Okay. Where are we right now? Because if you were to talk to me a couple years ago and said, yeah, they're going to tell you, you have to inject yourself with this. And if you don't, you're going to lose your job. You know, your kids can't go to school. I would have been like, you're crazy. What? No. And how fast it's all accelerated in the last 2 months has blown my mind. So I'm thinking, okay, where are we then? Like, God, where are we? Show me where we're at, where we're at. Let me see it. And I know a lot of you guys are probably feeling the same way. Like, God, what? So for me, what I found myself doing is, God, let your will be done, right? Because what he's spoken in Revelations, what he spoke to Daniel, right? Even in Thessalonians, it talks about the church holding, I'll give you a specific, Second Thessalonians 2, so you can look this up, verse 6. It talks about iniquity being withheld, right? Until he be taken out of the way. And I believe that that's iniquity, like ultimate persecution, is withheld until the church is out. Okay. So all of this is being talked about and kind of forecasted, and hey, this is coming. This is what's going to happen. You know, and everybody, I mean, and you hear this when you're, you know, talk to other people, they're like, Rachel, there's always been rough times, right? Like the Cold War, we were hiding under desks and we were terrified. And it was, and I get that. I get it though. There's ebb and flow. There's highs and lows throughout history. There's dark periods. There's light periods. There's ups, downs, freedom, not freedom, tyranny, dictatorship, wars, all of that. I get it. But we have a technology now that does place us closer to the ability for people to have to take something, and if they don't take it, they cannot buy or sell. Like that's true, right? And even if you're not a Christian, even if you're not a believer, even if you're like, I'm an atheist, whatever, you have to acknowledge that, right? I mean, you have to be able to get to that point. You're like, yeah, okay, I can see that. Like you scan your barcode and you can go into Kroger, right? I mean, it's not like that too far off, right? That's not like, oh, that's just nuts. That's crazy. No, that's not crazy anymore. I could see how we could get there, right? So we've never been there. And now we see people telling other people that they have to take something or else you can't go to a restaurant. You can't be out in public. You're doing terrible things. You're a horrible person. We're seeing this divide, right? Divide take place, right? And even Jesus talks about great division, right? Mother will turn against son, brother against brother, husbands, wives, like you're gonna see division. We're starting to see a lot of this start to percolate. And it's starting to like, okay, I can see it, right? And so for me, where I'm at, what has been spoken, you can't turn back, right? Because what God speaks, it's done, right? And God said, let there be light, bam, there's light. God said, you know, let's divide the waters from the land. Bam, he did it. He speaks it. That's why the power of your tongue is life or death. That's what James talks about. Life or death, right? So we got to be careful what we're speaking in these times as Christians. Like what does God want me to speak? How does God want me to pray? What am I supposed to do? For me, where I'm at, and this is totally up to you, but I'm talking to you because that's what I do. Pray for your family, pray for your personal bubble, I would say, your community, right? And then branch out from there and pray God's will across the globe, his will across America. Because I honestly, I'd love to sit here and be like, guys, I know exactly where we're at. I can tell you it all. I know how it, I can't. I don't know, but I believe that God can show us, like in our quiet time with him, when we just slow down, right? When we submit to the Holy Spirit and allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit, I believe that he will give us discernment. He'll give us direction. He'll give us wisdom and knowledge in these times we're in. And hey, Supreme Court could say no, bodily autonomy, back off federal government. You can't do this. No, no, no. And hey, whew, great. Awesome. Right? Or they could say no. And if they say no, I think that marks where we're at. I really do. I think it marks where we're at in time. It allows us to really be wise in these times and to not fear, right? Because the spirit of fear is not from God. And it's easy to get caught up and whipped up. Well, then we're going to lose my job, or then I don't know how we're going to feed our family, or how am I going to pay the mortgage, or what am I going to. God will provide. I know that sounds, crazy. He said that he'll meet all of our needs, right? He's going to meet our needs. And I think that we're entering into times where you're going to see an incredible move of God, because people are going to be pushed to lean on faith, right? And once you start to strengthen up that faith inside of you, that's when you see the move of God start to take place. We haven't been challenged, right? Like we're cushy, we're softies. A lot of us, like, we've been living in like a real prosperous time in America. When I used to talk to my grandmother before she passed away, she talked about living through the Depression. And I mean, completely different mindset. Oh, Rachel, don't throw that away. Oh, Rachel, I'm like, Ma, Grandma, like, we can buy more. Yeah, we don't need to reuse the plastic bag like for a fifth time, Grandma. We can just get a new one. No, just rationed and frugal and precise and because they had lived through a time where they were tested and they were stretched and they were pressured, right? And I believe we are entering in a time, and we're actually in it right now, where we are being pressed and we're being pressured and we're being squeezed. But in the middle of that, right, in the middle of the pressing, that's when you rise up to be who God's called you to be, right? It's not in times of just, oh, fun, everything's wonderful. It's in times of pressing. It's in times of increased pressure. That's when your character and who you are and what you stand for shines through. And we're entering these times, and this is when you have to press into God and really ask him for that faith, right? Because faith without works is dead. You can say you believe something, but when you're pressed, when you have to actually prove it, right? Works, prove it. That's when you know who you are in Christ, right? And so I believe that we're entering into this period of time, but it's exciting. It's exciting because I honestly believe we're going to see a move of God that we've never seen before. I believe we're going to see more miraculous. I believe we're going to see like the unexpected, unexplainable, incomprehensible. How did that happen? No other way to explain it but God. And I believe we're entering into that period. Now, in the pressing, there's also, you know, there's that clashing, right? There's that darkness coming at the light. So we're entering into like a serious battle, but we know how the battle ends, right? And we know how long it ends. We know how long it lasts. Like if you get into the Word of God and really study, and I'm not here to do a huge in-depth dive, but it lays out a timeline, right? There's a timeline for us. So it's not like, oh, this lasts forever, or like, how long are we talking? God specifically lays out in Revelations how long this stuff lasts, who comes on the scene, what countries are involved. I mean, you see what's happening with Russia. Russia the bear. The bear is mentioned in Revelations. The dragon, China, is mentioned in Revelations. The rooster, France, is mentioned in Revelations. You start to dive into this and you start to see these players start to take shape and action on the world stage. There's a timeline. It's not going to last forever. This is not like, it's a moment. And this moment could be another 100 years from now, guys. I'm not saying this is all like, it's all going down. It's going down. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it could. And if it does, we know where we're at. And if it doesn't, thank God, let's start to share Jesus more, right? Because that's what really matters when all is said and done. But I do feel like we're at a point right now, right? And I feel that in my spirit, I feel it with discernment that we're at a point, and to not panic either way, right? Because I got some messages like, I don't know, what are they going to do? What's the Supreme Court going to do? Take a deep breath, right? Whose are you? Are you a child of God? Are you a child of the government, right? Supreme Court, Is their word more strong than the word of God? No. Can it stand up against the word of God? No. Once, just take a deep breath, read Psalms 91, read Psalms 23, and know that you are born for this time. I mean, I was saying that to my son the other day. I was like, God knew you, Bodhi. God knew you. He knew you before he put you inside of my womb. He knew you. And he knew that when he was making you and forming you inside of my womb, that you would withstand the times that you're going to be born into. No one is a mistake. Nobody. So right now you might be like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I can get through this. And it's just so stressful. And oh my gosh, there's family drama. There's friend drama. There's work drama. There's all these different things flying around. Take a deep breath. Know whose you are. Know that you were born for this time. This time. And what an honor. Like when I think about the saints and all the people that have gone before us, you think about Paul and Silas and Peter and John and Abraham and Moses and Esther and Ruth and Noah and Elijah and Isaiah and Jeremiah. And all the greats that went before, and they knew this time was coming. If we really are entering into a time that could be close to seeing the Son of God, what a time to be alive and to be picked for this time. What an honor. What an honor. So regardless of whether that time is 100 to 200 to 300 to 1,000 years from now, or whether it's right around the corner, you were born for this time. And glorify God with that, because he loves you so much. He said, hey, I'm putting them here in 2022. They're going to be here in 2022. You're called. You have a purpose. You have a calling. You were born for such a time as this. And what... Wow. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of like, okay, whatever. Like, let's go. Right? Like, either way, let's go. Either way, let's share Jesus, because that is truth. Truth sets people free. It liberates them from fear and oppression and all the stuff that binds. And let's really take this year and own it, right? And give all glory to God in it. So that's what I wanted to come on and say. And for those of you that are like, I had no idea that Rachel is a Christian. Well, you probably haven't been following me that long, because I am. And that's really all that matters. Like, you know, the creativity, the satire I do, the political commentary that I do, like, that's all great, right? But what has eternal value, right? Because all this stuff that we're wrapped up in is just temporary. But what lasts forever, right? Your soul, your spirit. And that's what really matters. And that's what we should be going after. So that's what I want to share with you guys. Please share this video. Feel free to support me. I do have a Patreon page. People are like, can I support you? You never talk about. And I said, okay, I need to start doing that. I do. And know that you're not alone. You're not alone. So God is with you. And he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you, regardless of what lies ahead. So take a deep breath, right? Like, don't, oh my gosh, well, how they, either way, doesn't, you know, either way, God is good. We know how this ends. He sits on the throne, and buckle up, right? Okay, you guys, share this video. God bless you guys, and hope to talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.